Why aren't we talking about it on the radio?
Don Lemon.
Don Lemon, brought to you by Optima Tax Relief. If you owe the IRS back taxes, the experts at Optima Tax Relief will introduce you to a special IRS program where you could save thousands. Call now for your free consultation, 800-351-8385, 800-351-8385. We're in Flint. Don Lemon is in New York and from our Harlem studios. Good morning, Don Lemon.
Good morning. I hope I can get through this without crying. Sometimes things happen so fast you don't realize their importance until someone like a Sybil Wilkes makes you sit down and take note of it. Tuesday morning during the commercial break, just before my segment here on the TJMS, Sybil asked me if I was planning on writing about my experience in South Carolina the past couple weeks. After all, I was on the air when word of the shooting began to spread. I was the first to report the story nationally right on CNN.
We're going to begin, though, with some breaking news I need to tell you about. It's just coming in to CNN. It's out of Charleston again, just coming in. And this is what our affiliate WBTV is reporting, that there's been a shooting at a church there, a shooting at a church in Charleston.
Went on to do four reports that night on the update with very little information. And the next morning, I was headed to the airport to cover the story. I reported it on this show, and I went back and listened to our conversation. It was a very lengthy conversation about what would drive someone to commit such an act. I don't know if you guys remember that. And then, just a short time later, I was on the ground in Charleston witnessing the initial shock, the anger and grief from family and members of the community hours after nine people lost their lives inside the Mother Emanuel Church. The sadness was overwhelming. As soon as I arrived at the airport, I could feel it. The people could not be kinder, though. They came from all over the state, all over the country, making the church a living memorial to the victims and their families by placing flowers, cards, and candles out front. They even prayed and they sang. And then 2 days after their family members were murdered for no good reason, something extraordinary happened.
I just want everybody to know, to you, I forgive you. You took something very precious away from me. I would never talk to her ever again. I would never be able to hold her again. But I forgive you. And have mercy on your soul.
Family members told the 21-year-old confessed murderer that they forgave him for taking their loved ones away. I don't think that I'm that big a person to be able to do that.
No, I'm not.
And then just a week later, another extraordinary moment.
Amazing grace. How sweet the sound.
The president sang, gave a eulogy, a sermon, really, to the country, a country that needed exactly what he was delivering at that moment. He became the pastor in chief. And as I watched with my CNN colleague, Van Jones, we could both barely keep it together.
This is quite possibly one of the most powerful and extraordinary moments that I have witnessed on television, especially a speech coming from the president. I'd never really at a loss for words, and I'm almost at a loss for words right now.
In that moment, President Obama lost the filter that had kept him from speaking as many in the country had wanted him to do. He seemed free, and it was fantastic. And then a few weeks later, something even more extraordinary, especially bearing witness to it as a son of the South, that hate flag, that hateful Confederate flag, it came down.
I grew up in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, really a little town called Port Allen, Louisiana, and then also Baker. And that was one of the reasons I left. I didn't think specifically about the flag. I just thought that my chances are limited as long as I stay in the South. So I went north, where I did have more opportunities, quite frankly.
I cried. Van Jones cried. Everybody on the set with me cried. Bakari Sellers, all of us, some of the lawmakers from down south, we all cried. I did not realize that flag coming down would affect me so much, how long it had stayed in my body for all these 40-something years that I've been on the earth. It was a big moment for the country, and I am fortunate to be able to guide America and the world through them. So, Sybil Wilkes, I thank you for helping me to take a little time to appreciate that I got a close-up look at history. So did America. And I want to thank you for that, Sybil. And I thank everybody who came out last night to help us raise thousands of dollars for the families in Charleston. It was an amazing event. And I appreciate it.
Thank you for sharing that with us, Don.
That's great.
Thank you.
Really, really good.
Yeah.
The event was in Harlem.
At the Red Rooster.
At the Red Rooster.
At the Red Rooster. And it was, yeah. We had, there
and
was
you're raising
gospel
money for
singing,
the families of the victims?
Of all the victims. And every single penny goes to it. And Marcus, you know, opened up his restaurant to Reverend Butts from Abyssinian. And there were people there leading a conversation about what needs to be done in this country when it comes to race relations. It was amazing. It was an event for lunch. I got to make the lunch event, and then there was a dinner event that I got to see the video of. I didn't get to go, but it was people were sending me notes saying thank you, and it was just an amazing experience. So I thank everybody who showed up and everyone who gave money.
Yeah.
We should never forget.
Never forget. Thanks again, Sybil.
Yeah.
Good job, Don. Thank you.
That was very moving, Don. Good job.
Thank you, guys.
Good job. Okay, let's pick it back up.
Jay, you're on.
Okay.
Wake up, Jay.
You got it, Jay. You're
Jay,
dead.
Say something funny.
Try.
No jokes there, Don. You got two.
Huggins recap is next.
Jay.
There we go. 24 past the hour.